Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And let's get it going.
Look, I'm just trying to be alright with it, yeah. I'm just trying to be alright with it, yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. I'm just trying to spend the night with it, yeah. I just want to be alright with it, yeah.
So I put up a poll in the middle of the game because I can't take Nick Nurse anymore. As much as annoying as Lowry is, them putting the camera up, a close-up on Lowry is not good for my health, but Nick Nurse might be more annoying. I didn't know for sure. I don't know if you guys saw the poll that I put up, but we got a little bit over 300 votes in an hour. Just put it up, you know, for the end of the game. Nick Nurse ended up winning 57% of the vote. Did either of Tyler, did you vote on this poll?
No, I didn't. I didn't vote, no.
Who would you have voted for?
Neither annoy me because they're both the best at their respective positions. He's the best coach in the series, and he's the best point guard in the series. So they don't annoy me.
Matt, who? Okay, that's okay. Well, that's
both.
Who would you?
Kyle Lowry is not the best guard in the series. That is for sure. But that's besides the point.
So for me in this game, there's 3-point shooting on the whole is obviously a problem. But what jumps out to me most is Jaylen Brown goes, yeah, he made 2 3-pointers in the game, but he went 2 of 11. So he took twice as many shots as all the other guys from three. That's a problem. And then he's 4 for 18 from the floor. But as we're getting ready for this show, Tyler, I would love if you could explain to me how you think Jaylen Brown is not the number one issue for you coming out of this game.
It's the whole team. They can't shoot threes tonight. I told you after they lost game three that they have no confidence and that the Raptors now have it all. And I'm completely right because look at the rest of the lineup, starting lineup. 1 for 6. That is worse than Jaylen Brown's 2 for 11 statistically for Jason Tatum from three. Kemba Walker, also 1 for 6. That is still worse than statistically Jaylen Brown shot tonight. Marcus Smart, also 1 of 6
for
three.
By 0.02%.
So my point is, you cannot put this whole loss on Jaylen Brown because he shot statistically really poorly.
He shot 4 for 18 from the floor.
The whole team shot poorly. The whole team couldn't shoot threes tonight. That's one of my whole point is, you cannot put this all on Jaylen Brown. The whole team can't shoot from threes. They have no confidence. Jaylen Brown certainly is broke, but so is Tatum. Tonight, he sucked from three. Marcus Smart continues to suck from three since he went off in the fourth quarter. I'm not talking about twos. I'm talking about
threes. But that matters because they kept him in the game and he was getting to the line. The free throws was another problem and
he was 3 for 7 from 2-point range, Nick Fryer. That's not fucking horrible. That's 40%.
Then why didn't he go to that more instead of continuing to try and jam threes?
Because he's a good 3-point shooter and you want good 3-point shooters to continue to shoot. Not Marcus Smart, who is going to continue to shoot when he sucks. Jaylen Brown should continue to shoot. He doesn't have these nights all the time, man. Like, it's not his fault they lost tonight. Like, it's other people's fault. It's Brad Stevens for going with Grant Williams for a dozen-plus minutes playing him at center. You're obviously getting killed in the offensive boards by Serge Ibaka, so why do you have Grant Williams in there? Like, it's not all just Jaylen Brown. It's the starting lineup couldn't shoot tonight. It's Brad Stevens' weird lineups. The Raptors out-hustled them tonight, guys. Like, do you agree with me on that at least? Like, they out-hustled Boston.
They out-hustled them. They outshot them from three. I think Brad Stevens got out-coached because there was something else in our text thread that you brought up that we will get to in a little bit. But I don't know how you don't look at Jaylen Brown continuing to shoot threes like that and then shooting, 2% better?
You want Jaylen Brown to turn down open looks.
I don't, but
that's what he was shooting tonight.
Matt, okay,
always
Matt,
open looks.
Where do you stand on this, Matt? Because Tatum in the end shot 10 of 18 from the floor, drew some extra fouls, which Jaylen Brown does a good job of that. And he got four free throws and made all of them. I would like to see him try and create some more contact or at least go to the rim more. But where do you stand, Matt?
I mean, it's where I agree with Ty is that I don't think you could solely – I think it's harsh to blame one person. I mean, I think the whole team played awful, but Jaylen Brown's obviously number one on the list. He's one of your guys that scores, you know, whatever, 20 points, whatever. He sucked. And you can tell he's lost his confidence because
– Yep.
He almost was like, you know, like I'm for like guys shooting open shots, and he really couldn't hit open shots for the most part. Sometimes I think he settles, but that's besides the point. But I think the problem with him is he was pressing too much because he's trying to take ownership of losing the last game, which, again, I don't solely blame on him because why don't you just play man to man? I wasn't on the show last time, but that pissed me off. But anyway. I already said that losing that game, that shot is a game-changing, you know, shot in a series. Like, I figured this game was either going to be Toronto was going to win or the Celtics were going to come back from that tough loss and whoop their ass. But obviously it didn't happen. At the end of the day, I'm starting to feel like, honestly, whoever wins this series now, it doesn't matter. Miami's like, by the way, like the best team in the East. But – like, Toronto's really not that good. Like, they literally – the Celtics were horrible, and they won by seven. They won by 7 points. Like, Toronto sucks. I really
20% from the floor.
That's strong. They don't suck. But, like, I just think they're overrated. Like, Siakam, he scores 20-something points, 20-something. I don't know what it ended up
23
with,
tonight.
He has no skill. He literally is going to get devoured. I'm telling you, Miami is going to – whoever comes out of the series is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because to Ty's point, the Celtics don't really have like great shooters, or like I don't know what the hell is. You watch Miami; it's like they're on a different level.
They're on another planet right now. But
out of all those positions,
Miami always has 2 to 3 threats from outside of the court at all times. Jimmy Butler, you know, Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, Dragic. Andre Iguodala can hit threes. Jay Crowder can. Everyone they put out there, 1 through 4, can usually hit threes. Grant Williams, I'm sorry, guys. Like, unless he's wide open, has all the time to get ready to go, he's not a threat for anybody. Shemi Ojeleye, not a threat for anybody out there. This team right now misses Gordon Hayward. They missed Gordon Hayward a lot you got to have Gordon.
They could have had Gordon Hayward tonight. They still were lost. They all sucked. Gordon Hayward doesn't change the outcome of this game.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gordon Hayward is one of your best players.
Wait. You don't think he changes the outcome of this game?
No. I think the odds they would say differently.
A seven point game, Matt. I know they played horrible.
Horrible basketball. I don't think one guy, especially you're not talking about, you know, you're not talking about like some number one player that you're missing from your team. I don't think it's
but a guy who
the
can,
outcome of
a guy
game.
Who can score 7 points and then you're not giving minutes necessarily to. I don't know. You're taking away minutes from maybe Shemi or Grant Williams. I know Shemi, you know, had 7 points.
Yes.
In a burst, and that was great and everything. But, I mean, he's not an offensive threat. Grant Williams is giving you 4 points. I think Gordon Hayward can make up those 7. But even then, you look at the free throw line.
I don't like doing that shit.
They shot 20% from 3. 7 for 30 friggin' 5. And then from the free throw line, they missed 7 free throws. So you make one more
three. Tatum, fourth quarter, missed back-to-back free throws. Like, when do you see that?
He missed 2. Tice missed 2 in his one trip to the line. Kemba missed 1, and Marcus Smart missed 1. It's inexcusable. I mean, you can't have – I mean, I understand Kemba getting 7 trips to the line and missing 1. Fine, that happens. But the other guys, they missed too many. Smart missed 2. I'm sorry. Smart missed 2.
They played bad basketball at the end. I don't like playing the game of, Gordon's not here. He's at home, so or wherever the hell he is. So I don't really – I think – at the end of the day, they didn't deserve to win this game. So now it's 2-2. Now it's a series. Now you see what they're made of. Like, I'm not one to overreact. It's one game. This is literally the worst game I've seen them play in the whole playoffs.
Yes. Not even close.
As a collective bunch. So
you know what's funny is we talked about it.
And like, I can't, like, get all – like, Ty saying Marcus Smart sucks. Well, you weren't saying that when he hit 5 threes in one game, too. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
people overreact. Yeah, I did, actually.
How can you say
I did say
bad?
That because he
yeah, but how do you say he
because
sucks?
he had an insane fourth quarter to go 50% for the night
and won a game and won you a game
to go 50%
and won you a game
Yes. Right? The Celtics were not good that night, and they had to have an insane Marcus Smart. This Celtics team is literally an insane Marcus Smart fourth quarter from being down 3-1. Okay, this team could be down 3-1 right now.
But hold on. What, I don't understand how you say the guy sucks when he won you a game in a playoff series. He literally won you a game. So
I'm obviously
– what other guy on this team has won you a game like that? Gordon Hayward hasn't won you a playoff game, has he? No. So that's what I'm saying. And – He wasn't even the worst guy out on the floor tonight. All those dudes suck. So I hate how you're shitting on Marcus Smart when the dude's won you a game. And plus tonight, he's the only dude getting out on the floor anyway. He's the only tough dude.
If
I had to check, all those dudes just played soft. Jaylen Brown played soft tonight. He let Siakam eat his ass. Tatum was soft with the ball, Lowry's guarding him.
Those turnovers.
There's one guy I can count off for toughness, it's Smart. So I will never say I think Marcus Smart sucked. Does he take bad shots?
How do you explain the Raptors' guards the last two games going off? Marcus Smart has been bad shooting-wise the last two nights, and the Raptors' guards the last two games have been very good.
Who guards Kyle Lowry? Tatum, not Smart. Tatum does. So don't come at Smart. First off, you understand,
Tatum's not on Lowry the whole game.
I'm saying for when Lowry hit a couple threes tonight, he was, and he lost them. My point is, listen, the Toronto shot like crap for the first three games. They finally hit some shots. They hit seven. They hit 17 threes as a team. That was their night.
When are the Celtics gonna play good? When are the Celtics gonna play good in the series? They played good in Game One. Since then, they've not played an A game. They haven't played a B game since then.
And it's 2-2. So what's your?
Yes.
Why are we stressing? It's 2-2.
My whole point is they're literally a Marcus Smart all-time shooting performance in his career away from being down 3-1. This team has not played good this series.
And the Celtics are a game.
They're letting an inferior team overtake them.
Tyler, is Jaylen Brown
played one good game?
Timeout. Is Jaylen Brown a good three-point shooter, Ty?
Yes, he is.
So the Celtics are one miserable, all-time, awful shooting performance from Jaylen Brown away from bringing
the rest of the team. You keep ignoring the rest of the team.
Because I'm just talking about him because you're just talking about Smart. I'm talking about one guy. It would have taken one guy to make the difference. You could say it's Tatum. You could have said it was Smart. Whoever you want. They're one guy away, if Gordon Hayward's here, whatever. One guy away from being up 3-1 in this series now.
But they didn't. They didn't.
Right.
It's a 2-2 series, and they're not going to win the series. I'm telling you that right now. I'm picking Toronto. I'm going to stick with Toronto. Toronto wins the series in 7. The Celtics don't have confidence. I have no faith in Jaylen Brown to turn it around unless he actually shows me something next game. His shot's broken right now. He's missing so horribly on his shots. The first one he hit against OG Anunoby, he had to fall down in order to get an open shot and realize, okay, I probably should take this one. So unless they actually come out and play a B game, which would be the first time since game one they've done that, I'm picking Toronto to win this series. You're getting out-coached, out-hustled, and right now Marcus Smart is being outplayed by Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry is getting fouls. He's hitting shots. He's going to the rebounds, going to the board, and getting am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong about that.
Hold on, but that's not the match. Marcus Smart doesn't match up with him anyway, so that's who we're comparing. Who's
production standpoint.
This is true. This is true.
It's not a one-on-one matchup.
They're both annoying pests, but you don't rely on Smart to get the same stuff Lowry's supposed to give.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry and Marcus Smart aren't the same. They don't do the same role for their team. You're talking about Kemba Walker and Kyle Lowry.
Kemba Walker didn't play well tonight either.
He literally should have won you two games in the series if Jaylen Brown didn't leave the guy open in the corner. Kemba should have won you two games. Right, so that's what I'm saying. Kyle Lowry, I have the obsession with him. The dude is not a good basketball player.
He's playing well. He's not had a bad game this whole
series.
He's playing well. No, he's playing 45.
I don't care.
Brad Stevens minutes a game. 45 minutes a game.
I don't care how many minutes he's playing. I don't think he's a great player.
You guys just don't want to give Kyle Lowry credit.
I just told you he's playing well. He's getting charges at important points
not
in the
you,
game,
Breyer.
And they're not cheap.
Matt won't give Kyle Lowry credit.
I won't give him credit because he's a bitch. He complains the whole game. He complains the whole game. That's all he does.
Hey,
look at his shooting. Matt, where did he shoot from the floor? Nick, pull that up.
What
on the floor tonight? Yeah. What did Kyle Lowry pull from the floor?
Kyle Lowry shot 5 for 16 overall from the floor.
Oh, yeah.
4
wow,
for 10
wow.
from 3. 8
oh,
for 8
game.
At the line.
What a game. What a game.
10 rebounds and 20, 7 assists. 22
points. 22 points.
On 16 22
points and 16 shots is very efficient. Yeah, that's efficient.
That's really efficient.
That's not a bad night. That's not a bad night.
Come on. Please.
That's not a bad night. That's the same as Jason Tatum going 24 points on 18 shots. It's literally the same thing. That is literally the same thing.
I didn't say Tatum.
So you're
gonna
play Jason
well
Tatum.
I didn't say Tatum play well tonight.
I
don't
did.
Know what your obsession with Kyle Lowry is. Kyle Lowry is I mean, what do you think he is in the NBA as a point guard?
My hatred for Marcus Smart is the same as your reluctance to crown Kyle Lowry any credit. It's the same exact thing. I don't like Marcus Smart, and
because
I won't give credit. You were the
Kyle
same
Lowry,
thing with Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry is the best guard in the series, which I asked him.
My point of he's playing like the best guard in the series.
No, he's not.
Kemba Walker gets abused on defense sometimes, guys. I'm sorry about that.
Abuse.
They go at him.
They do target him.
So what?
Who's been the best guard in this series, Matt?
If you're asking me, I think Kemba Walker is. He would have won you two games if they didn't screw up that last play. He won you the last game.
He did win you the last game if that
then,
didn't screw up
the
that
game
play.
Before
that's very
that,
true.
Before that, he put he had a rough first half, but then he closed out and he put Ibaka on skates and hit that big shot, win that game.
Mm-hmm. Fair point.
Kyle Lowry don't do that. Give me
you
Kemba
know,
Walker
stand,
any day of the week.
I'm listening
Kyle Lowry's
to the game.
Step back threes and making hustle plays
and getting kicked
in the nuts and you know putting the game on
his back.
Don't
do the kicked in the nuts bullshit. Don't do the stand Van Jeremy bullshit.
I'm so
sick of Van Gundy. Oh, it gets annoying watching Marcus Smart with all his flops. And then he's talking about the Kyle Lowry, how he's being all gritty out there. He complains more than any human being I've watched play a basketball game. And we have witnessed Kobe Bryant, Paul Pierce, Jason Tatum, all these guys who complain nonstop. No one is worse than Kyle Lowry.
He's getting the calls. He's getting the calls. He's taking charges. He's making the right plays. If he was a Celtic, the Celtics fans would absolutely love Kyle Lowry.
I would not. I would not.
He's not on their team.
No.
Because
I would not love him.
Wait. So
why would I like a guy like
Kyle Lowry flopping is not the same as Marcus Smart flopping? He is a hustle player. You don't like him because he's not on your team.
Okay. Yeah, what are they?
Marcus Smart does
the
same thing.
What are they,
he bitches to the refs. He flops.
Two things. No. Marcus Smart is, I feel like, is actually tough. Kyle Lowry's fake tough. Number two, what are they?
Kyle Lowry's balls of steel.
What are they? Yeah, okay. What do they pay Kyle Lowry? What do they pay him?
Whatever they pay him, got him a 2-2 series tie right now. It's good enough money.
Okay.
They're paying him the right money.
Well, listen, then you should be a Toronto fan because I'll tell you right now, I would not.
I'm not a fan of Toronto or Boston.
I'll never respect that guy as a basketball player. I really won't.
Kyle Lowry is making
winning plays.
$33.29 million this year.
Yeah, he's not a winner.
Enough.
Smart's like 14. So
he's only a winner when Kawhi was on his team. That's it.
This is very true.
I could be a winner with Kawhi on my team. So I could
Toronto's
going to
win
too.
The series. So Boston's going to be the losers
in
this series.
Hey,
so.
I've told you, I'm at the point now where I think this series
is
so
over.
No, it's not over. I still have the Celtics in seven. I'm not like a person that overreacts like you who thinks like the world's about to end because they played a bad game. But
he's had the Raptors the whole time, in fairness.
I know, but I'm saying
three
my
straight
biggest
bad
take,
games.
My biggest takeaway is that it don't matter. Miami Heat's going to the finals. So everything's a wrap.
Miami Heat going to the finals. Okay. You did not have that as your prediction when we started all this.
Hell no, but goddamn, they have literally like championship DNA. That's what they have. They have dudes that can shoot. They got Jimmy Butler, who's a bad MF-er.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bad boy. Like he's not like Marcus Smart and Kyle Lowry. Jimmy Butler will find you afterwards and whoop your ass too.
Yep.
He's been outstanding. How do you guys feel about Giannis and how he's handled everything so far in this series?
He'll either be on the Warriors or probably the Heat.
The Heat. He's going to Miami.
If he pulls a Kevin Durant, I'm going to have no respect for him either.
Well, I'd rather have him go to the Heat than the Warriors because he goes to the Warriors. That's probably
yeah,
worse.
But Matt, you go and lose. You're going to go and sign with the team that just knocked you out of the postseason and embarrassed you. If that happens. I don't have much respect for that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm just saying I'd rather have him go to the Heat because
competition's sake, I can understand that. But for Giannis, that's his whole thing is I don't train with these guys. I'm not buddies with them. And then you go and do what everybody criticized Kevin Durant for.
I think the biggest takeaway is how Giannis has looked in this series. It's just like how I feel about Siakam. Like, they're just really athletic, you know, gifted, you know, freaks almost. Like, see, I'm not saying Siakam's a bad basketball player, but, like, I get frustrated watching people like, oh, he's really good. I don't think he's that good. He doesn't have, like, skill. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have footwork. He's just long. He's 6'10 or whatever he is. And talk about another guy. Why do they let him shoot threes? Because he's like Giannis when he does it. Why do they let Giannis shoot threes?
Well, there was a lot. I'll give Siakam this. He looked a lot better shooting tonight, but he's not going to go and get by Jaylen Brown necessarily. It's all about where he gets that position before he gets the ball. Once he gets it, that he kind of struggles to make moves more. So before we bring it back to this series, Ty, do you have anything you wanted to add on the Heat and the Bucks, how Giannis has looked or anybody along those lines?
Whoever wins this Boston-Toronto series, I think they go to the finals. I like what the Heat have done against the Bucks, but like, Giannis has like really gone into a shell of himself. So it's really hard to judge that Miami's the best team in the East based off that series alone.
No,
so I think Boston would match up pretty well against Miami. I think they would beat them. I think they would beat them. You're going to get Gordon Hayward back in that series. I think if you get Gordon Hayward back in that series, this team, like, it's a huge boost to this team. You missed him tonight. You have to have him back in order to go to the NBA Finals. So I think whoever wins this series, this Raptors, Boston's series, I think they go to the NBA Finals, not Miami.
Okay. Nope. And Ty, do you think the Bucks are going to lose that series?
Oh, absolutely. It's 3-0. You're not winning four straight against Miami.
Okay. I think we're all in agreement on that one. But when it comes to the Celtics Raptors series, the reason why I'm not counting the Celtics out as much as they have zero momentum, you lose by 7 points. You still, like, it was within reach for them so much throughout the entire night. It takes one guy, and you can pick whoever you want. I won't pick on Jaylen Brown anymore. If Jason Tatum is shooting a little bit better from three, then they're all set. But he makes one or two more free throws, and a few guys make their three-pointers, they're in. So when it comes to skill, they said it before the game. The Celtics don't need to have everybody on to win. They can't, but they can't have nobody on to win. And then when it comes to the Heat, the Raptors, they have to have everybody on to win. Now, Siakam didn't shoot well from three, but he took advantage of his shots inside. He was, I think, 8 for 10 from inside. And then Kyle Lowry, again, man, I understand you're not happy with 5 for 16, but 4 for 10 from three makes a big difference. And then 8 for 8 from the free throw line, that's huge too. Van Vliet, back to where he needed to be. And then the guy who we haven't talked about at all throughout this entire episode, and Matt, you were talking about him coming into this series, and Ty, I know you've expressed how he's a problem too, is Serge Ibaka, where he goes, I think, 7 for 9? Yeah, 7 for 9 tonight. And then 4 for 4 from three. So he's a huge issue too. I didn't quite understand Brad Stevens and how he was handling his big tonight, but that was a little odd.
Yeah, the question I have for you guys is, why is Robert Williams not playing in that third quarter? You have Grant Williams as your center, and he went for that lineup. Why was Grant at center over Robert Williams, who's been good this series? Can you guys answer? I don't get that.
Honestly, I would have, at one point in that game, I think I would have thrown Kanter in there. They were getting obliterated on the offensive glass. I think they gave him like 23 second chance points. It's like, at some point, you got to put some dudes in there that can rebound.
Yep. I agree with you. I wouldn't have minded that. I honestly, you're right, Ty, about Grant Williams. Too much of him tonight.
Especially with their offensive shooting woes, like, the best way to get out of that is get more reps, obviously. So Kanter is one of the best offensive rebounders in, like, recent Celtics memory history statistically. Like, he is an awesome offensive rebounder. And I don't know if Marcus Gasol would have killed him on the arc tonight. I don't know if, you know, Serge Ibaka gets all those offensive rebounds if Kanter's in. So maybe that's right. You bring Kanter next game. You bring him in early instead of going into Grant for 12, 14 minutes straight from the middle of the third quarter to, like, the middle of the fourth quarter. Grant was there as their center. And that was, like, that's way too much. He's trusting Robert Williams, Brad Wanamaker, and Grant, like, in crunch time when the game was pretty much swinging to Toronto's favor. I hate that lineup. Like, you got to have more shooters on the court. Play Tatum, Brown, and Kemba 40-plus minutes.
Well, I think this goes back to what we've discussed. With Gordon Hayward not being there, it just shows you that Danny Ainge has not built a great all-around team because they got – I watch all these teams. I'm watching the Denver Clippers game. Is it the you can't tell me. I know the Celtics and the Raptors play good defense. But, my God, watching that game, you would think that I'm watching like a JV game offensively. All these other teams in the West score every second. Mm-hmm. They have – anybody can put the ball in the basket. They've scored more points this Clippers Nuggets game in the first quarter. It's almost like it was like the halftime of the Raptors Celtics. My point being is I'm putting more of this on Danny in the sense of like we blame Brad for those lines, but like, and I'm with you, Ty. I hate when I can't watch it when those lineups are in. It's painful. But
yeah, the Walker, Shemmy, and then you take out like Brown and Kemba or Tatum and Kemba.
No, I 1,000 agree with Ty. It's an awful, horrendous lineup. But I think it just goes back to like, what else do you have? They don't have. That's why I like the Miami Heat. I love watching them play. They have guys that come off the bench that score. Like Tyler Hero is nice. I would. Oh my God! I don't know.
Well, the Celtics were one pick away from having him instead of Ty's guy, Romeo Langford.
We don't need to talk about that. Delete that.
No, but bringing up all this other stuff that's not necessarily about the players. Ty, you said something in our group thread too about how they were defending the Celtics, the Raptors were throughout the course of the night, and how you were frustrated what they were doing late in games. It was the box and one, right?
Boxing one and a zone defense in general. I know like more and more teams are doing it, but like I feel like that's totally disrespectful. Like even in an open gym or in high school, Matt, if you're coaching and the other team's like, wow, we don't think this team can shoot, we're gonna go zone. We can't play against them man to man. I feel like against the Celtics, like they knew they couldn't shoot tonight. So boxing one against their best player in Tatum. Right move by Nick Nurse, but like somebody's got to shoot the ball from the corner, top of the wing. Somebody's got to beat that zone.
I'm with you. I mean, like you said,
I think I call it disrespectful. Do you agree with that?
I would say it's disrespectful. I'd say it's embarrassing. How the hell you play a box and one in the NBA?
Right.
But that's the problem is that the Celtics bench. They don't have anything. I blame Danny for that. You can't tell me this team all year. Oh, it's deep. Like Brad Wanamaker's come back down to earth. Like these dudes aren't that good of basketball players. Like they're just like average, and sometimes they give you some good games. But I think
Primor's been playing really well in the series. Let's take it easy on.
I'm talking about like I'm not talking about bigs because I don't mind their bigs. I'm talking about
which is
guards
wild
and wings. Guards and wings. They just don't have. They don't have guys that can come in and like just shoot threes or score. They have nothing. They have nothing that comes off the bench that guards or wings that are like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I feel good with this guy being in. No, they don't have any of that.
If coming into this year after you had drafted like Carson Edwards, you thought he was going to be a guy who was going to be able to do that. I mean, I don't know where else they thought, yeah, this guy's going to be somebody we can rely on. Obviously, Smart was – as much as Tyler wants to complain about him, in this role, yeah, this is not ideal. Marcus Smart, the starter, is not ideal as much as he's going to get late game minutes. But he shouldn't be getting as many shots as he's getting because ideally more of those are going to go to Gordon Hayward, and that helps minimize the issue. But no matter what, you do not have that knockdown three-point shooter off the bench. And it's fine if you lose a little defense there, but how do you not have one guy who's like that coming into this year?
You know what it reminds me of? And it's watching the Lakers. I don't know if you guys watch the Lakers-Rockets. The Lakers have the same problem. The Rockets have guys that literally can score. Now, I don't like how the Rockets play. You know that. But
right.
And I hate James Harden. But, like, they have guys that come off the bench that can actually make shots. And the Lakers really don't. And I think that's where the Lakers are hurting. Like, they have LeBron, they have AD, they have their 1-2 punch. But when their other guys struggle to score, I mean, they were pathetic last night. The Lakers, and it reminded me of this. I was like the Celtics problem. Like, they just don't have guys that can come off the bench that you can rely on to just either make open shots or score in some way, you know? And that's why I think I've said all along that Clippers are the best team because the Clippers just have guys coming out of everywhere that can score. It's like anybody who steps on the court scores.
Ty, before you go, slow start, though, for the Clippers tonight. The first quarter, Matt, you were right about the scoring, at least from the Nuggets side. Celtics and Raptors, what, 49-49, I believe, at the half? The Nuggets had scored 44 points in the first quarter. The Clippers scored 25. But still – I mean, the Clippers are still going to win that series, but that is quite – that is a friggin' response after what happened the other day. So to put a bow on this, obviously the next game is on Monday, and I believe it is at the same time, 6:30. I will double-check if I'm incorrect. But I don't think that the Celtics are done in this series. I still have them winning it in seven. I think that they again, they shoot a little bit better. They can still win this game. They are the more skilled team, and Ty, we always talk – whether it's you, Matt, me – you know, Glenn, whoever, everybody says the team that has the most talent, team that has the best player wins the series. The Celtics have the best player on the team. Okay. It's in the series. It's Jason Tatum. So I still have them winning this series in seven games. How do you feel after this one? Tie first.
Raptors in seven. If I'm taking what I saw the last two games and I'm forecasting the three game series they have coming up, it's literally a brand new three game series. I don't know how you can pick Boston. I don't think anyone's playing well for the Celtics right now. Kemba Walker is probably their best player in terms of the way he's been playing offensively tonight and probably throughout the series. That's concerning to me. So because of that and the way that the Raptors guards been playing, you got Serge Ibaka now hitting threes. They have the momentum. So because of all that, I'm picking Toronto to win this series in seven.
Okay. So you have them winning another game. Matt, where do you stand?
No, I had this after game one. I said Toronto in seven, so I'm sticking with it.
Okay, all right.
That means they're going to win one
more game. That's all. Anyways, go ahead, Matt.
I still say Celtics in seven, but I really think the series, you know, in like any series that's a 2-2 series, game five is the most important. Whoever wins game five obviously is going to have the advantage. So I'm forecasting the Celtics need to bounce back. They got to have their sense of urgency, man. They look like crap today. Can they have that bad of a game two games in a row? Possibly. Like I said, no one looks good, but, you know, I'm going to go with law of averages. They shoot that bad today. You know, hopefully next Monday they play better. But game five, I think it's nut crunching time. You got to win game five.
If the Celtics win game five, I think it'll go seven games because I think the Raptors will bounce back. If the Raptors win game five, which I don't think they're going to, it's over in six. If the Raptors win game five, I can agree with that. All right. Anything else before we get going, or are we going to talk to everybody on Monday at 9?
Go Heat.
All right. We will talk to you all on Monday.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, you already know.
I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. I'm just tryna spend the night with it. Yeah. I just wanna be alright with it. I'm just tryna see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. Hey, I got no resolutions. I'm just hoping for some.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.